What do you think of the settlement?
I think it's a great way for Duke to get out of actually cleaning up the problem, which is the source of the pollution, which is the coal ash lagoons. The agreement very much lays out an intricate series of a lot of tests that could last years, if not forever, and never actually get to what the real source of the problem is, which is a big unlined hole in the ground full of toxic coal ash.
A spokesperson for the North Carolina Department of Environment and Natural Resources was quoted saying, "We must know the extent of any contamination before a meaningful corrective action plan can be carried out." What's wrong with that approach?
It's ironic they would say that because they know better than anybody that we have over 3 years worth of groundwater data, including background sources. We initiated a 60-day notice of intent to sue Duke Progress Energy based on their own data, which showed groundwater contamination, and based on data we had taken, which showed direct pollution links from the coal ash ponds to the French Broad River. The state agreed with that, our data, and they initiated an actual lawsuit against Duke Energy. But as we're now seeing now, it appears that that was just an attempt to cut a deal with Duke Energy that would not actually get to cleaning up the problem, but study it potentially indefinitely.
The North Carolina Department of Environment and Natural Resources lawsuit stated that contaminants were flowing into the French Broad River. Is that your position?
Yeah, they absolutely are. We spent the last year paddling down the French Broad River and taking samples from seeps and springs and creeks that flow off of the property and found pollutants flowing directly into the river, pollutants that are the exact same pollutants that are in the coal ash lagoons and in the groundwater data. And that was part of our motivation to try and initiate a lawsuit that would hope to get it an actual cleanup.
This is a very complicated issue. The state filed the lawsuit in March. Are you surprised that a proposed agreement has been reached in July?
I'm actually surprised it took as long as it took because we suspected the intent of the state filing their lawsuit was to allow them and them only to negotiate with Duke Energy on a settlement because they and Duke believed that that would be a much preferable settlement than if we had been at the table. And an agreement that just requires monitoring is not that hard to come, you know, to nail out the nuts and bolts of. So we fully expected they would come out with a settlement, and we actually were surprised that it took them as long as it took them. The state has known about this issue. Duke Energy's known about this issue for years. It's quite a coincidence that right at the exact moment we decided to notice them that we're going to file a lawsuit, they hammer out an agreement in the next few months.
What does this proposed settlement mean for the health and well-being of the French Broad River?
I think it will mean the status quo for the foreseeable future. It in no way indicates there'll be any cleanup at any date, anywhere as far out as we can see. So I think we'll be stuck with contaminated groundwater. We'll be stuck with a toxic coal ash lagoon that's leaching heavy metals into the French Broad River. And we'll be dealing with a source that's contaminating our river and potentially impacting human health and the environment.
The public has 30 days to comment on this. How will the environmental community respond to this proposed agreement?
Well, I do think it's important that we comment and we respond. And I'll kind of have to leave it up to the lawyers on the next step. They're kind of evaluating the agreement, evaluating options as far as whether we'll be included as part of this process or not. But at a minimum, I think it's very important that the environmental community know that these kind of deals are being hashed out without our input, and they're being done, intentionally without our input. It's pretty eye-opening to see how the largest utility in the country operates. On the one hand, they're changing the rules in the North Carolina legislature, and on the other hand, they're, you know, cutting backroom deals to not have to really address the problems that the French Broad River and the Catawba River and many other places around the state are facing.
All right, well, Carson is with the environmental group Western North Carolina Alliance. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.